tourist town. Come on, Carrie, get out your cane. I'll go to Rome and rent me a grand piano and put some flowers around my room. But let's not talk about fare-thee-wells now. The night is a starry dawn and they're playing that scratchy rock and roll beneath the mantle moon. Come on, Carrie, get out your cane.
Carrie, get out your cane.
Put on some seal.
I'll put on some seal.
Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave you, but it's really not my home. Maybe it's been too long a time since I was scrambling down in the street. Now they got me used to that clean white linen and that fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cane.
Thank you. I just want to... Hey, please. I want it freezing, though. Actually, I just want a regular coffee. Those white girl pumpkin spice lattes annoy me.
I'm in love. Name?
Senorita Awesome.
You got it. Senorita Awesome.
Whoa. That was a ride. I hope you guys enjoyed that.
Wow. I love Senorita Awesome. In fact, we need to get her here.
Where is she?
We need to lure her to WMFO.
Senorita Awesome?
What is she planning?
We sent her a message earlier and we said, you should show up to our show about you.
Because she's like our best friend.
Our best friend. Literally, we were hanging out the other day.
Yeah.
And she got just a black coffee because she's just not like those other girls.
She really isn't, but I am a PSL drinker, and I'll talk on that later. But welcome, you guys.
Oh, this is crazy. To
Hot Topics, Hotter People. I'm Henry.
And I'm Nora. Wait, I feel like we're way too loud, but I don't know.
And we're about to play songs that we think could get Senorita Awesome over here to hang out with us, and also songs that fit the fall vibe, because she kind of, you know, fake ordered a pumpkin spice latte, and pumpkin spice latte means fall season, and fall season means everything joy and happy.
Yeah. We thought this would be a fun little episode because, you know what, she's the inspo a little bit, I can't lie.
I just want to be like her when the fall rolls around. Yeah. Her outfit and everything, perfectly curled hair.
Yeah, that little beret. Yeah, that was a little clip of that for you guys. I definitely, we're in a different studio, so, you know, getting used to it. But we found out how to use both mics.
Woo!
Except now I'm looking at Nora from Henry. Looking at Henry from behind myself. All right. Well, I just want you to pay attention to the next two songs because they're, you know, hinting at our little theme. Well, you already know the theme, but
it's that we're capturing Senorita Awesome.
Yeah. And so let's go on a journey and let's find
and
her.
And she's so hot and so are we. So that's why it's the theme.
She's so hot and she doesn't want that pumpkin spice latte hot. But actually, she doesn't want that pumpkin spice
latte. She wants it freezing, though. So now we're going to listen to JT. Best artist ever.
Hey.
Love him.
Love you.
I love you, too.
Although he was like, I don't know. He's not like a great person.
I just like his music.
Yeah, me too.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce to you. He's a friend of mine. Yes,
Yes, I am. And he goes by the name Justin.
This anymore. Yeah. I'm gonna sing something, and I want the guys to sing with me. They go, it feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you? Right. And then the ladies go, I don't know what I'm thinking about. Really leaving with you. Guys sing, it feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you? And ladies,
I don't know what I'm thinking about. Really leaving with you.
Feels good, don't it? Come on.
It feels like something's heating up. Come on. Can I leave with you?
Yeah.
One more time.
Thank you.
Wow. What a charming song, all about being awesome, which is a word that isn't used often enough.
I know, it definitely lost popularity, and I feel like, bring that back.
Because awesome is such a distinct feeling of, I don't know, I'm thinking about Nerf guns and trampoline parks and being
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Awesome! It's like, awesome! sorry for yelling, but I feel passionate, and calling something awesome is being passionate about something. It's such an awesome word.
I agree. It's awesome.
And Senorita Awesome, honestly, I might start making up fake names when I order coffees now.
Wait,
because
people do that.
Where do you work at a coffee shop? Do they do this?
Wait, reveal. I work at a coffee shop.
Ooh. Hot barista.
Hot barista.
We knew.
Wait, that's my coworker's Instagram.
Hot barista?
There's another word in there. I'm not going to dox her.
Okay.
basically, people, I was just talking with my coworker about this, and like having to ask for people's names, people really act like it's asking a lot. And like, I'll be like, what's your name? And people will look at me, and I'm like, literally, like, girl, I'm not the CIA. I'm not trying to steal your info. I just want to know how to call you.
Wait, they're not? Because I get so mad when people ask for my name when I'm ordering a coffee that I just say, Senorita Awesome every time.
Do you actually?
No. Oh. Well, but I'm gonna start saying,
but yeah,
cool people, girl.
People will be like, Dave, and it's like a girl, and I'm like,
wait, really?
And I'm like, girl, like, we know.
Do the people actually do that?
People do bits, and I'm like, girl, like,
go with the bit, roll with it though.
I do, but when I'm off like 4 hours of sleep and I had to wake up like at the break of dawn for this, I'm not.
You're not real.
Oh, that's not.
I told a guy today wearing a Yale sweater that he should have a sweater that says kale, and I think he got mad at me.
Wait, shout out to the guy that I saw walking the other day with a hat that just said sauce on it. Because he got that sauce.
All right. Hey. What kind? Sweet or spicy?
Hey,
sweet or sour?
Both. Back to Senorita Awesome, though. I'm doing a mix. I don't know how you took it.
Should I be here for Halloween?
Yes.
Can you be a pumpkin spice latte?
Put a pin in that one.
Okay.
I don't know how you took this kind of theme, but basically from the first two songs actually. Damn, y'all can't get rid of me.
Yeah, we tried.
The first song was Rosalyn by Bon Iver and Saint Vincent, and I literally, that is like my fall song, and it used to be my favorite song, Oat, of all time.
Oh, okay, I was gonna ask.
But it's just, it hits too hard, and I didn't fully listen because I was worrying about setting up, but you know, like tomorrow I'm gonna listen to it or something, and I'm really gonna like need to think. That's what that song does to me. But that's just such a fall song, and that's so Serenianita.
Pardon?
Senorita Awesome vibe. Like, she's so fall.
What's next?
And then right after that, we had Senorita by Justin Timberlake and Awesome by Veruca
Salt. Senorita, I feel for you. Tell me things that you don't have to.
And then next, I have, because, you know, Senorita Awesome is really tapping into that Spanish language with that one word. I thought,
Senorita.
Let's give a little props to one of my favorite Latina artists, Arca.
That was good.
Thanks. So here's one of my favorite songs by her, and I hope you guys enjoy. It's kind of crazy, so buckle up. But this is how Senorita Awesome is. She's crazy.
That was me
like
buckling.
That's literally us buckling up, and I'm hoping that Senorita Awesome hears this because she would so love Arca, and maybe it will call her to us.
Senorita Awesome, if you're listening, please come over here and hang out with us. Please.
Come back to us.
All right.
Mami quiere me que trece, ella se lo merece, mira cómo se crece. Ella vino caminando desde su
la vean. Ni quiere me que trece. Mira cómo ella se crece. Y sabe que tiene la personalidad. Le da, 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 igualita. Mira su pasito, le da, le da, le da, igual, que le da igualita. Mira su pasito, que le da igualito. Mira su pasito, que le da igualito, que le da igualito, que le da igualito, que le da igualito, que le da igualito.
Take it slow, but it's not typical. He already knows that my love is fire. His heart was a stone, but then his hands wrong. I turned him to gold and it took him higher. But I'll be a daydream, I'll be your favorite things. We could be beautiful, get drunk on the in the back.
What the heck? That is such a good song. That is so good. And I know Senorita. Wow. That was a really, really good song. And I love the Chainsmokers. And I love Roses. And I know Senorita Awesome dances to this song in her room just like me.
This was her time. This was her like era.
This was her era. And I know in the summer she listens to this. And that's why I played it. Because if we want to get her over here, we have to play the things she likes, but also that we like, because we like the same things because we're all hot. And so we tend to have similar interests. Yeah. And that's why
she likes Arca.
Yeah, that's why she likes Arca. And I don't know. I mean, you guys get it because you're also hot. But
yeah. Shout out to all my hot people, especially Senorita Awesome. And I had a question for you, Nora.
Yeah.
So put your mind and soul in the body of Senorita Awesome, okay, but like as yourself.
Okay.
And like,
so me every day.
You go up.
And, I love talking to
you. And you're like, oh.
Okay.
What does she say? She says,
I would like a pumpkin spice. Can I get a pumpkin spice latte? I want it freezing.
Freezing though.
I want it freezing.
And then you go,
I want it freezing.
He goes, ugh. And you go, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
I did something similar today where what? I made a joke and someone didn't get
it.
Oh, yeah. And actually, you were there.
I was there.
I said, I was it. I'm not going to tell it.
Yeah. Don't out yourself.
Sorry.
But my question is, after you say, oh, I'm joking, what's your real order? What are you ordering?
If it is Starbucks.
Hi, what can I get for you?
Lately, every morning, I've been getting a small, what? A small iced Americano. But I do love a dirty chai. I love to get a hot chai with a few shots of espresso in there because it's sweet and it wakes me up. And it tastes a little bit like coffee, a little bit like sweetness, amazingness, you know.
Oh, I know.
And what about you, if you're not getting a PSL? Because if you guys don't know, I love pumpkin spice lattes.
Oh, hello. That's where we differ with Senorita Awesome. And I think that's why she ran away from us. Because we unfortunately dabble in that PSL life.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love a pumpkin spice latte. But if I were her, lately I've been getting an Americano with a little almond milk.
Americano with almond. What's your, is your almond your always your go-to milk choice?
It depends on the brand.
Really? I always go with soy.
I used to drink soy when I was younger, and that's why I have weak bones.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I drank cow milk when I was younger.
I barely drink milk. I hate milk. Sorry, guys.
I didn't drink water, only apple juice.
This is the anti-dairy zone. Except I just don't like milk, but like everything else I like.
Well, I like dairy. I just can't have it.
Yeah, me too.
So, yeah. Well, enough about us. What the heck are we even talking about?
But I think, I don't even know what I was going to say. But Senorita,
he doesn't even know what he was going to say.
Blasting our eardrums out over here, Henry.
Right. Right.
Okay. The next one is mine. and basically, I think it... Why did I choose this one? I chose
what
this
is
one.
It?
I just looked at what's coming up after yours, after mine.
What the heck?
Okay, anyways. This next one is called Frozen, and it is not
Let
Idina
It
Menzel.
Go, let it go.
But it's an ode to, well, also it's an ode because it's so cold today.
Yeah.
It's literally frozen outside.
Teeth chattering.
Also because she wants that pumpkin spice latte. Make it freezing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. How can life be what you want it to be? You're frozen when your heart's not open. You're so consumed with how much you get. You waste your time with hate and regret. You're broken when your heart's not open.
Thank you.
Hey, Henry.
Oh, yeah?
Would you ever, if needed, donate your organs to Senorita Awesome?
Of course I would. But how?
Well, there are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from matchingdonors.com and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Chewing gum, I know, don't hide a sour taste that's in my throat, but the voice in my head says, do you have the stones? When you get close enough, I let down my braids,
Just Playing that shit, man.
That was a beautiful and sexy song.
I just want to say,
rest in peace.
I played that song because I had to play a D'Angelo song. Rest in peace to honestly a goat. And like, it's so bizarre. He died so young.
Mm.
And he was like so fantastic. And when that song started playing, I just turned to Nora and said, wow, like he just knows how to do it. And
yeah, he did say that to me.
It's just like, oh, so beautiful. And I love that song. And covering that song is so smart. Like, he ate. The original is so good. I recommend. But yeah, we did not find Senorita Awesome, unfortunately.
She didn't get here. So if you see her around, let me know.
Let me know. Well, without further ado, I think we have to wrap this one up. But thank you for listening to...
Hot topics, hotter people, and WMFO.
Yes, 91.5. WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. Listen in again and enjoy the rest of the shows of the night. And we're just going to play a little bit of this next song.
Don't forget to drink your pumpkin spice lattes.
Woo!